The events in Eastern Europe countries have shown a scandalous lack of racial or national sensitivity, not to mention an almost complete lack of working class internationalism. More than 40 years of socialist education does not seem to have done much good. With the exception of the Soviet Union and Yugoslavia to some extent, the amount of solidarity with third world people is at an all-time low level, zero. The Czechoslovakian government seemed to be genuinely surprised when the Chilean people took to the streets to protest them inviting Pinochet to Chile. Czechoslovakia showed no hesitation whatsoever in uniting with the greatest human rights violator in the world, the United States government, and a co-sponsored motion condemning what they said were human rights violations in Cuba. Poland also co-sponsored the motion, and Hungary and Bulgaria supported it. The very same Hungary that had just finished inviting Botha to Hungary, and in addition to establishing trade relations with South Africa. They also established diplomatic relations with South Africa. Vietnamese workers and Mozambican workers, guest workers in those countries have also been attacked. When the U.S. government gave Czechoslovakia favorite nation status, Czechoslovakia hurried up and signed an agreement with the CIA and the FBI to fight against drug dealers and terrorists. Of course, not one peep of protest out of the freedom-loving European masses. And the freedom-loving is in quotes. In fact, some 30,000 of these freedom-loving people from Hungary, Poland, and Czechoslovakia have gone to the South African consulate asking for permission to immigrate to South Africa. Many of those that applied were jobless workers who had lost their jobs as a direct result of the transition to a market economy, but the lack of any kind of solidarity with the third world or with third world people is painfully evident. Such indifference and contempt could not have arisen overnight. This is not even taking into consideration the rise of anti-Semitism and neo-fascism in these countries. Part of the underlying causes for this attitude can be traced back to the same causes responsible for the collapse of socialism in these countries. But another part must be attributed to a unilateral, Eurocentric approach to forming revolutionary consciousness. Let us examine both premises.